May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel, to your weekly program, Spiritual Cures. Yes, this is that program where you send in your messages and we try to provide solutions for your difficulties, for your problems, for any illnesses that anybody might be facing at home. So if you've joined us for the first time, do take a pen and notebook and this will come handy and you will appreciate this. Another special of this program is that we have a segment, namely Spiritual Cure of the Day. Before we move on towards the messages and taking the program further, I'd like to mention one of the blessings of reciting Durood and Salam upon the best of creation, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. The final messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, has said that the angels keep sending mercies upon a Muslim until he continues to recite salat upon me. Now it is the person's choice whether he recites less or more. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. We'll just introduce our guests. To my right, inshallah, is our Sajid Bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Sajid Bhai? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Thank you for joining us this week.
Jazakallah.
And to my left, inshallah, is our brother Fiaz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
How are you, Fiaz Bhai? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, Haji Sam. How are you?
Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah for joining us, Fiaz Bhai. May Allah reward you both for joining us in the program. Without wasting further time, inshallah, we'll move towards the messages, inshallah. I've got quite a few here, so let me just get onto my messages. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My maternal uncle has been ill for quite some time and medical treatment is also ongoing, but there seems to be no improvement. Kindly suggest some spiritual remedy so that his health may get better. May Allah grant your uncle a complete cure, grant him good health, grant him better health than before he was struck with this illness. I encourage that your uncle remains patient. Inshallah, he will be rewarded upon this patience as well, inshallah. Our brothers, inshallah, will give you something for this. I'll just mention another message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My children's mother has been suffering from high blood pressure for the past 20 years. Allah, may Allah grant them cure. And they further go on and say, please suggest a spiritual remedy for her. May Allah reward you greatly for it. Ameen. May Allah grant your mother good health. May Allah grant them relief. May Allah elevate their ranks due to the suffering that they have been going through. Inshallah, I'm sure our brothers, inshallah, will give us something. Something is coming to mind myself as well in regards to blood pressure. Inshallah, they will give you a spiritual cure, but I will also advise that you take advantage of the application which the department Spiritual Cures have got. It's actually available on Android devices as well as the iOS. Do download the Ruhani Ilaj application. And alhamdulillah, there's more than 12 different subjects on here which you can take advantage of, one of them being Qaat. So if you download the application, then you can do the online Qaat from the application for your mother, inshallah. You can visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall as well. where you can have carts done there at the stall and collect cart water, which will be very beneficial for them, inshallah.
There is a very beautiful wazifa for every type of illness. The wazifa is Allahumma anta al-basitu, Allahumma anta al-basitu, Allahumma anta al-basitu. The patient should recite this wazifa 100 times, and before and after this wazifa, he needs to read three times Durud-e-Pak. Then perform them on the medicine and water bottle and use them as required. Through the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the patient will be cured regardless of the illness. Inshallah azza wa jal. Note, add more water when required. If the patient cannot recite the wazifa, someone else can recite it and perform them.
So Sajid bhai, Allahumma antal basitu 100 times with Durood Sharif 3 times before and 3 times after. Blow or perform them upon the water as well as the medicine.
Second message was
high blood pressure.
Regarding high blood pressure, the wazifa is recite Surah Al Qadr. Is a very famous surah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Recite this Surah Mubarakah 3 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and 3 times Surah Al Kawthar. Inna a'twaynaka al-kawthar with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and blow on water and then drink it. Inshallahul Kareem, your blood pressure will normalize.
MashaAllah. JazakAllah for this. So what's the spiritual cure in regards to blood pressure, inshallah. I did mention before in regards to visiting your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall as well, inshallah, and get the cart amal done and collect the cart water, inshallah. This will also prove very beneficial, inshallah. Let's move to some more questions. I've got a question in regards to an istikhara, which I'd like to include in the program as well. Brother has sent in his message in regards to an istikhara request. He has mentioned, don't share my details on the TV, please. Inshallah, they won't. He's given me a code word, Medina. Inshallah, once the istikhara is being performed, we will mention the code word, and then that will be an indication to you that this is the reply for your istikhara. The brother has mentioned that my name is, and my mother's name is. Basically, I've found two jobs, and I want to know which one is better for me. So, inshallah, we'll perform the istikhara. I will give you the reply for that, inshallah, soon. We move on to another question. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want such a wazifa for protection of the house and children so that they become protected from anything like jinns, black magic, sudden accidents and calamities, etc. That we all remain safe and peace and harmony is... The house is blessed with peace and harmony, inshallah. So if you can have something for this and include one more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In certain seasons of the year, we tend to worry about poisonous animals that can cause harm to us. For example, snakes, scorpions, etc. Can you please give us a spiritual cure to protect us from this? I hope we don't come across any snakes and scorpions here in the UK, but there are other parts of the world where, yes, you know, we do have. And I think this will be a general one for all. So even those places where we can get stung by wasps, bees, mosquito, etc. I think we'll cover for all of them. So even though we don't have, snakes and scorpions here in the UK, but we do have bees, wasps, even mosquitoes. So inshallah, if your brother can give us something for this. And I'll just include one more and then we'll move towards the spiritual cures as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a question, please. My sight is very weak. Could you please give me a remedy for this so that my sight becomes better and hopefully I don't need to wear my glasses anymore? Inshallah, I think we can provide something in regards to this. May Allah improve your eyesight. May Allah make it such that you don't have to use your glasses anymore, inshallah. So one for eyesight there as well. Inshallah, whilst the brothers are giving the spiritual cures, inshallah, I'll perform the istikhara as well.
جی اٹس اب ریگارڈنگ پروٹیکشن فرام کلیمٹیز اینڈ ریمین سیف اینڈ ان پیس. اٹس اے ویری بیوٹیفل وظیفہ. دا وظیفہ از بسم اللہ علی دینی بسم اللہ علی نفسی و ولدی و اہلی و مالی. بسم اللہ علی دینی بسم اللہ علی نفسی و ولدی و اہلی و مالی. بسم اللہ علی دینی بسم اللہ علی نفسی و ولدی و اہلی و مالی. ٹرانسلیشن: بائی دا بلیسنگ آف دا بلیسڈ نیم آف اللہ آلمائٹی مے مائی ریلیجن لائف چلڈرن فیملی اینڈ ویلتھ ریمین سیف. ریسائٹ دس وظیفہ 3 ٹائمز ان دا مارننگ اینڈ 3 ٹائمز ان دا ایوننگ. دا ریسائٹر ول گین پروٹیکشن آف ہز ریلیجن فیتھ لائف ویلتھ اینڈ چلڈرن ان شاء اللہ عز و جل. دیر از سم ایکسپلینیشن ریگارڈنگ مارننگ اینڈ ایوننگ ٹائمنگ عز و جل اکارڈنگ ٹو شریعہ گائیڈنس. سو دا ڈیفینیشن آف مارننگ از دا ڈیوریشن فرام پوسٹ مڈ نائٹ to the glimmering of the first ray of the sun is called morning. So whatever is recited within this duration will be considered to have been recited in the morning. And the definition of evening is from the starting of Zohar time until sunset is called evening. Whatever is recited within this duration will be considered to have been recited in the evening. So the easy way is if you recite this wazifa 3 times after Fajr Salah and 3 times after Asr Salah, it will be very, very easy for you to remember it. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
SubhanAllah. After Fajr and after Asr Salah. Asr Salah. SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. Before Afiyah Azbai mentions the speech of the Qur'an, I'll just give the reply back. So the istikhara request which came through was in regards to the brother. He's found 2 jobs and he wants to know which one is better for him. The first one in regards to the TCFM cleaning, the indication is of better for you. May Allah make it a means of goodness for you. Before you start any good permissible job, there is a wazifa, Ya Rafi'u, Ya Rafi'u, Ya Rafi'u. If you recite this 20 times with the Rushi before and after, before you proceed with this job, inshallah, may Allah make it a means of blessings for you and ease, inshallah.
جی آج سب دی اسپرچوئل کیو واز آسکڈ ٹو پروٹیکٹ فرام اسکارپیونز اینڈ اسنیکس. فرسٹ آف آل مے اللہ عزوجل پروٹیکٹ یو اینڈ آل یور فیملی ممبرز فرام آل کائنڈز آف ہارمفل کریچرز. دیر از اے ویری یوزفل اینڈ بینیفیشل اسپرچوئل کیو ٹو سیو ون فرام اینی ٹائپ آف ڈینجرس انیملز انسیکٹس ایٹسٹرا. اعوذ بکلمات اللہ التامات من شر ما خلق. ریسائٹ دس dua 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening and you will be protected from any harmful creatures, insha Allah azza wa jalla.
Subhanallah, mashallah, mashallah.
And on top of it, you can also recite surah Falak and surah Nas and perform them, insha Allah azza wa jalla, the poison won't harm you, insha Allah azza wa jalla. The second question was asked about the eyesight. May Allah Almighty strengthen your eyesight and bless you with the vision of Medina. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. There are 4 things that can strengthen your eyes. Number 1 is sitting towards Qibla. Number 2, applying surma in your eyes before sleeping. Number 3, looking at greenery. Number 4, keeping your clothes clean and purified. These 4 things are going to improve your eyesight, inshallah, azza wa jalla. There is another powerful spiritual cure, which is to recite Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru 41 times with before and after Durud-e-Pak. Blow on water and rub it on eyes. This is the best treatment of weak eyesight, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru 41 times, Durushi before and after. Perform them upon water and then rub it onto your eyes. But one precaution I'd like to add to this, that if you put some shawl, some chadar, something over your legs, or maybe even a small towel on your lap before you actually spiritualize it, because remember that this water, once you've performed this incantation and then you've performed dhamma upon this water will become spiritualized, it will become blessed. So then this shouldn't come onto the floor. So by taking, making these precautions, inshallah, you'll save that any water drops that do leave your hands, then they will be caught on the howl inshallah rather than going into the floor inshallah. Jazakallah for that. I just like to include another istikhara, and then if I can ask the team, I've been told that we've got some calls as well. So once I've mentioned this istikhara, if you can have the first two calls as well. So I've got a message in regards to a request for istikhara, and they're saying, please avoid to say my details on the channel. Inshallah Azawajal, we won't mention your details on the channel. You've given me a code word of green, so do watch out when I mention that the code word is green, and this will be the reply for your istikhara. And you're mentioning that my name is, and this is my mother's name, and I am suffering from a lot of pain in my upper back and shoulder and neck. Inshallah, we will perform the istikhara and see what indication we have, inshallah. Do have a pen and note. Once the istikhara has been, the reply has been given, we will inshallah mention a spiritual cure as well, which you can take note of as well, inshallah. So let's, if the calls are ready, if you can have a couple of calls, please.
Hello, barakatuhu. My name is Ibrahim Hussain Atari from Bradford, UK. I'm a driving instructor, and one of my pupils keeps forgetting stuff whilst driving. Is there any wazifa that he can read to help him remember stuff? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Muhammad Qais Iqbal, Naqshbandi of Jamiat in Medina, UK. My question is that many students, upon opening their books, feel a lot of drowsiness and tend to be lazy upon opening their books. What certain wazifas and spiritual cures can we have to prevent from laziness and have the passion to study more?
Subhanallah. So we've had two calls. The first one, a brother is a driving instructor, and he's saying that he's something that he's doing as a job, and pupils or the students that he has that he's teaching, sometimes he's teaching them something and they keep forgetting what they're teaching. So something, if you can have a spiritual cure in regards to this, that he can, they can remember, so then he can pass this on to his students. And the second call was a Jamia student regarding drowsiness and laziness when opening Islamic books. So if you can have some spiritual cures in regards to these, inshallah.
Regarding Ashab, if Jamia student or madrasa students, if they don't have an interest in learning the glorious Quran, or if they have a lack of interest in their religious education and darsa nizami, there is a very beautiful wazifa is, they need to read Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu, Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu, Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu 101 times, and blow on the water and drink it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the barakat of this wazifa, they will take great interest in their studies. If they are lazy to recite it, or if they are not ready to recite it, then someone close to them, they can read this wazifa and perform them on the water and give them to drink it. The second one is for a strong memory. Before mentioning the wazifa, it is very, very important for all of us, and especially for students. Please repent sincerely of watching films, dramas, playing video games, listening to music, and from unlawful gazing, as these sins also cause the memory to become weak. If you do not repent and refrain from these sins, you are not permitted to do this amal, as there is no chance that the memory will become good. Sins result in the habit of forgetfulness to develop. Therefore, there is no chance that the memories of those people will become good who do not offer salah, earn haram livelihood, trouble their parents, etc. So please repent from sins first, then start doing this amal. And the amal is, you need to read 7 times Ya Alimo, Ya Alimo, Ya Alimo 7 times, and then recite Surah Alam Nashrah 21 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and blow onto the water and give the child or elder with a weak memory should be given to drink. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, memory will become strong. So either they can do this amal themselves, and if they are lazy, they are not doing it, then their parents, they can do this amal for their children and elder as well, inshallah.
Subhanallah, mashallah. In regards to the istikhara request that we received, code name was Green. Code name was Green. This istikhara replies for yourself. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is of illness. So nobody's done anything on you, or there's nothing to worry about in that sense. The istikhara reply has come back as a sign of illness. A spiritual cure in regards to this. So I know you mentioned the pain in the back, pain in the shoulders, pain in the neck. So this particular spiritual cure, inshallah, that I'm going to mention to you, it says that no matter where on the body that there is pain, place your hand upon that area of pain and then recite Surah Fatiha once. So recite Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the complete surah to the end. And then you need to recite this following 7 times with the Rushi before and after. And what are you going to recite 7 times? Allahumma adhib anni su'a ma ajidu. We'll move on. I just want to include another istikhara request. The brother has sent in a message and he's saying that please keep my details private and confidential. Inshallah, not to worry, we'll keep your details private and confidential. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Inshallah, do try when you send your messages, do try to start with salam and then conversation, inshallah. So, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I want you to do istikhara for me. This is my name. This is my mother's name. I always seem to get angry and don't listen to people, and I seem to be feeling lazy as well. Inshallah, so we'll do your istikhara and give the reply. Do listen out to the code word Sheffield that you've given to us, and inshallah, so we'll include, we'll give you the reply, inshallah, so in regards to this. We'll add another few questions, inshallah. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am struggling with my sleep. Even though I am sleeping, my mind is still awake. Because of this, I am constantly tired. Is there any spiritual cure for this?
The spiritual cure was asked about the problem of sleeping. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you a comfortable and sound sleep. Main so jaun ya Mustafa kehte kehte khule aankh salli ala kehte kehte. If you are unable to sleep, then recite La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu 11 times and blow onto yourself. Remember to recite Durud e Pak in the beginning and at the end, and blow onto yourself, inshallah zawajal, you'll fall asleep. The best suggestion is to carry on reciting Durud e Pak after the aforementioned spiritual cure without stretching your legs until you fall after sleep. Sallu ala al-habib
Muhammad. It's now time for our segment of the day. Today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
How to remedy an evil eye? Recite a'udhu bi kalimati llahi tammati min kulli shaytanin wa hamma wa min kulli 'aynin lamma. Recite this 7 times with durood upon the Prophet, 3 times before and 3 times after. One should then blow upon water in a clear glass and give this to the afflicted individual to drink. Regardless of their age and type of an evil eye troubling them, they will be remedied, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Subhanallah, mashallah. The spiritual cure is on the screen. Do take a picture of this if you didn't manage to write it down quickly. I know it was mentioned, it was a bit lengthy. So those of you who don't write as quick like me, then you maybe not have managed to write it quickly. But if you can take a picture on the screen, inshallah, and then you can copy it down later, or maybe even leave it on the phone and you can remember it from the phone as well. The istikhara request which we had was code name Sheffield. Code name Sheffield. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is of evil eye. Evil eye, and the actual spiritual cure of the day was in regards to evil eye. So if you did take note of that, then that's brilliant. So you can actually use that as well. But just in case that you didn't, or you're not tuned in at the moment, or you're not watching at the moment, then I'll just mention. Sorry, if you didn't write it down, I'll mention another one, which is maybe an easier one for you. If you just recite La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah 60 times with the Ruh Sharif before and after, and perform them upon the inflicted, inshallah azawajal, the evil eye will be removed, inshallah azawajal. And in regards to, I know because you mentioned in regards to anger, alhamdulillah, I'd like to take the opportunity and mention that Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, have wrote a complete booklet in regards to anger. So, and the actual name of it, Ghusse ka ilaj in Urdu, and in English is Cure for Anger. I would definitely recommend that you visit your nearest bookshop of Dawat Islami, namely Maktabatul Madina. And if you have one of these in your locality, then do visit the bookshop, Dawat Islami's bookshop. And just in case in the locality where you're living there isn't a bookshop available, then not to worry, because Dawat Islami is here for you. Subhanallah. Go on to the Dawat Islami website, www.dawatislami.net, and go to the book section, and you'll be able to download. If you go in the search menu, type in Cure for Anger, inshallah, the book will be available there to either read online, to download, and if you want, you can even print it off as well. So do take advantage of this Madani prayer, inshallah. Jazakallah. We'll move on to some more questions, inshallah. If we can have another two calls, please. We'll include the other two calls.
My question is that many people, they overthink too much. If they're worried about something, they'll keep thinking. And there'll be a time where they will overthink too much. So is there any wazifa regarding this where it can help a person stop overthinking and being anxious or having the anxiety regarding a certain problem? Jazakallahu khair.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Kamran from the UK. Can somebody please give me some advice? I'm in a bit of debt. Is there any spiritual cure to pay my debts off quickly?
MashaAllah. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's two calls. The first one was in regards to overthinking and anxiety, etc. And the second call was Brother Kamran in regards to debt. So if you can have spiritual cures in regards to these. Whilst you're taking them out, I'll just include another message which we received in regards to an istikhara request. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Code word is rahmat. The message is from a sister, and it's regarding her daughter, and she's worried about her health. She's got concerns in regards to her health, and she's requesting istikhara. Do watch out for the code word rahmat. When you mention the code word, then this will be indication for you that this is the istikhara reply for your istikhara. So do have a pen and paper handy so you'll be able to take note, inshallah. Ji.
Brother Kamran, I guess called, wanted to get rid of the debt. Yes, we have a very useful spiritual cure for that. First of all, may Allah help you to pay your debt off and make it easy for you. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Surah Takasur, Alhaakumut Takasur Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir, is equal to 1000 verses. So reciting Surah Takasur 300 times will clear one's debt quickly, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Regarding overthinking, invoke La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa billahil aliyyil azim 60 times and blow on the water and drink it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, all worries, overthinking, anxiety will be removed.
Okay, so I was mentioning in regards to the istikhara reply. So the istikhara reply, the code word which was rahmat. So this particular istikhara reply is for yourself. So the indication, the matter was the concern of health for your daughter. The istikhara has been performed. The indication of istikhara is a sign of illness. So there's no evil eye. Nobody has done anything. So there's nothing to worry about, inshallah. It is an indication of illness. And I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this, inshallah. He mentions here a very powerful amal. So I know you might think that it's a bit lengthy, but it says very powerful amal. And it mentions that whoever recites this 11,000 times daily for 7 consecutive days, yani each day without missing, you need to do this for 7 days. So 11,000 times for 7 consecutive days, and you need to recite the Ruh Sharif 3 times before and 3 times after.
And what is the spiritual cure? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ So you need to recite this particular spiritual cure 11,000 times daily for 7 days with Durood Sharif 3 times before and 3 times after. And inshallah azawajal, your daughter inshallah, like you mentioned, inshallah azawajal, she will get better if Allah wills. Let's include a few more questions, inshallah. I've got a bit mixed up, so if I'm repeating myself, then do guide me. Okay, yes. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My younger brother has been married for 5 years, but he is still without the blessing of children. Please suggest a spiritual prayer whose recitation may, by Allah's blessing, grant him children. Jazakallah. May Allah grant happiness in your brother's home. May Allah grant him pious children, pious boys and pious girls, inshallah. Remember, sometimes a person is tested through different means, and sometimes this is also a means of testing. Inshallah, brothers will provide you with a spiritual cure. Alhamdulillah, very tried and tested some of these spiritual cures. But remember, that every issue, every problem, every illness, the cure is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So everything is min janib Allah. So if Allah wills, inshallah Azza wa Jal, I'm sure your brother will see this happiness as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. But in all aspects, we need to be remain happy with the will of Allah, inshallah. And I'll just include one more as well before we get this one. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am unable to get rid of itchiness. I have taken many medicine and applied many creams as well, but this itching doesn't seem to be going away. Please grant me some spiritual prayer, something that I can maybe recite that I may gain recovery. And he's mentioned a bit of a footnote. He's saying that this itching mainly troubles me at night. So if you've got something for this, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Regarding childlessness, I sub, we pray, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant brother pious children.
Amen.
And whenever you ask for children, please make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for pious children, inshallah. The wazifa is, make a habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 300 times after every salah. The reciting person will have children, inshallah azza wa jal. Islamic brothers and sisters both can recite it.
Subhanallah. So and both husband and wife should recite, and after each
salah 300 times bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Subhanallah. Such a beautiful wazifa. 300 times bismillahir rahmanir rahim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, bismillahir rahman. Rahim. So you recite this after each prayer, inshallah, azza wa jal. And both of you, husband and wife, both of you, inshallah, put this into practice. May Allah azza wa jal bless you with the pious children, with afiyat, inshallah.
The second one regarding itchy skin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give brother shifa, as itchiness is quite a big azmais, I sab, especially night time. Patients are not able to sleep properly. A very beautiful spiritual cure for itchiness. First, I need to mention the reference. The reference is para number 18, Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayat number 14. Para 18, Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayat number 14. The ayah mubarakah is, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, فَكَسَوْنَ الْعِظَامَ لَحْمَا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Recite this Quranic verse 21 times with salat upon the Prophet, once before and one after. After this, blow upon the water and drink it. Inshallahul Kareem, this will prove immensely beneficial. The duration of this amal is 41 days, and do this amal at least once a day. Islamic sisters cannot recite this Quranic verse during their specific days. However, they can have someone else recite it, perform them on water, and then drink that water, inshallah.
Subhanallah. My question, I was going to ask you that
So this, you mentioned that perform dam upon the water and then they'll drink this water. I know the brother mentioned that he's been taking some medication, also some creams, etc. Can he also perform this dam upon the cream maybe as well? And then
specifically the for the water on the
for name. Water on the okay. I'd just like to include another istikhara request, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The code word is Kha. It's regarding my brother. I want to get istikhara in regards to my brother and his some issue with his car. If you can perform istikhara, inshallah, as well, the istikhara will be performed. Do watch out for the code word which you've given, Kha, then that will be the istikhara reply for your istikhara, inshallah. I'll just include another couple of questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there a cure for all illnesses? Doctors say that certain illnesses do not have any cure. I'm sure the brothers will shed some light upon this. And I'll include one other. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What can I do so that I may gain Allah's mercy? Subhanallah.
The question was asked about the illness which doctor cannot find the cure. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the spiritual cure means taking the name of Allah Azza wa Jal are always beneficial. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you a quick recovery of whatever illness you are going through, and may good health and happiness be with you all the way. Besides, Allahumma antal basitu, Allahumma antal basitu, Allahumma antal basitu, 100 times before and after Durood-e Pak, 3 times each. Now, patient himself or someone else can read this and blow on the medicine one is taking and on the water as well. Take the medicine, drink the water, no matter how severe the illness is, inshallah azza wa jal, it will pack its bag and go away. Means the patient, if Allah wills, will be cured, inshallah azza wa jal. The second one was asked about the mercy of Allah. Whoever invokes Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu 298 times after Fajr Salah, Allah azza wa jal will be extremely merciful to him. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the ability to live our life in such a way that He is happy with us. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My sister-in-law has a kidney disease and has been undergoing dialysis for about 13 years. Allah will grant them complete cure and grant them patience throughout this testing time of theirs. Please suggest a spiritual remedy for her so that she may find relief and her kidneys begin to function again. Inshallah, the brothers will provide a spiritual cure. What I will definitely recommend, obviously you've not mentioned here in the message whereabouts you are in the UK. If you are watching now at this moment, if you send in a further message and mention, then we could maybe guide you to your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. Alhamdulillah, there are many Ruhani Ilaj stalls throughout the UK, covering nearly all the major cities of the UK, Alhamdulillah. So I will recommend that you do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall and gain Ruhani Ilaj, gain some taweez in regards to this kidney problem, inshallah azza wa jal. The brothers, inshallah, will provide a spiritual cure in regards to this.
Yes, sir. Kidneys are very, very important organs of our body. Humans cannot live without kidneys. Kidneys filter our blood and remove waste from our bodies and keep our body in balance. So we pray, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant your sister Shifa and make her kidneys begin to function again. Ameen. Very beautiful spiritual treatment for kidney is if someone is suffering from kidney disease and they are not getting better by any medical treatment, then they should follow this spiritual cure. The spiritual cure is in the state of wudu, recite Surah Alam Nashrah 11 times, each time with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And for this specific spiritual cure, you need a rainwater. So first you need to read Surah Alam Nashrah 11 times and each time with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then blow on the over the rainwater. Drink this water in 3 sips, 4 times a day, before breakfast, at Zuhr time, after Asr, and at bedtime. Each time recite Durood-e-Ibrahimi 7 times before drinking it. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal, by virtue of this kidney disease, will be cured.
The istikhara request, I'll just mention, and it does, it has taken us to the end of the program as well, and we do need to include a short dua as well, inshallah azza wa jal. So the istikhara request, you mentioned, I don't mention my name, and the code word you gave was of car. Now you mentioned in regards to somebody damaging your car, etc., and you wanted to know who did this and why. Now this is something that we can't find out in istikhara. So istikhara is not done for this, but I've done a general istikhara in the details of your brother that you sent, and the istikhara indication is of a test, azmaish from Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us steadfastness, some patience on this, and then steadfastness upon this. Patience, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. After Asr Salah, if you recite Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, may Allah Azza wa Jal bring these tests to an end. But the question that you actually asked, that's not, you can't do istikhara for this, inshallah, unfortunately. So that does bring us to the end of the program. We'll just make a quick dua, inshallah, we'll include a quick dua before we wrap up, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين جزى الله عنا محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم ما هو أهله. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us your mercy, grant us cure from all the illnesses, those brothers and sisters who have sent in the messages, those suffering from blood pressure, eye issues, sleep, itchiness, etc. Grant them all relief from these illnesses, these problems. Those who have found a job, grant them halal and easy sustenance, which is sufficient for them, inshallah. Those who are being tested through childlessness, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant them pious children with afia. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all His indefinite mercy, inshallah. Grant us death with Iman in the beautiful city of Medina. Ameen bijahin nabir ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kehte rehte hain dua ke waaste bande tere kar de puri aarzu har bekaso majboor ki ameen bijahin nabir ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bihaqqi la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That does bring us to the end of the program. Do join us next week, same time, same place. Only on Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.